Guess who is back? Kayshawn Booty is back. Kayshawn Booty is coming back to LSU for his senior season, not a move that I anticipated at all. How huge is that for LSU football? How massive is that for this team next season? We'll get into that on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcast. You can find us on YouTube as well. So whether that's Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, your preferred podcast platform, add YouTube into the mix as well, because you can listen and watch the podcast simultaneously. My name is Caroline Fenton. I'm your host, as I am every day. I graduated from LSU. I've been covering LSU football since 2016, and I'm now a sports talk radio host in Nashville, Tennessee. But before we get into all the good stuff, because Kayshawn Booty is back, baby, I gotta let y'all know that Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart. It's a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing that you are ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. That is promo code locked on, one word, at checkout at omahasteaks.com. Let's get into it, because this was not any news that I expected at all. I've been talking about this being Kayshawn Booty's final season at LSU. I've been talking about Kayshawn Booty declaring for the NFL draft in the 2023 NFL draft all season long, ever since the summer. If you've been sticking around since then, thank you. But you would know, I talked a lot at the beginning of the season about how LSU was going to have to go out and find some wide receiver talent, assuming that Jahre Jenkins and Kayshawn Booty would no longer be part of the program. Jahre Jenkins exercising his eligibility, and of course, Kayshawn Booty declaring for the NFL draft. So I'm scrolling through Twitter yesterday, trying to find a little bit of guidance and information in this crazy and wild open transfer portal time that we're living in right now. It feels like every time I open my phone, every time I open Twitter on my computer, it's a new player declaring for it in the transfer portal. So I see this graphic from Kayshawn Booty, and I'm thinking, okay, this is, and it's with the pictures and the long. Hey, Google, stop. My bad. I forgot that I set an alarm. Anyways, I saw the picture and a long letter, and I assumed, okay, and this was like it, he tweeted it like 20 seconds before I saw it. So this was before all the news was coming out. And I was like, okay, this is gonna be the letter where he declares for the NFL draft. And I'm reading it, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, wait a second. Oh my gosh, this sounds like he's gonna stay at LSU. And that's exactly what he is doing. Kayshawn Booty, in that graphic that he posted on Twitter, he goes on to thank the team, goes on to thank his family for the opportunities, says LSU has been amazing for me. And he goes on to say, my growth under the new coaching staff has helped me reach new levels. I believe in this team, coaches, strength staff, nutrition staff, and training staff. It's important to follow your dreams and live with the results. While some stories will end here, mine will not. That's when I started to like freak out. It says, let's lock in and focus on the main goal of any LSU Tiger, winning a national championship. Hashtag BK takeover, signed Kayshawn Booty. So I think that this is so massively important for so many reasons. And I hinted at something there, but I'll start with the most obvious. Why this is so big for next year's team is because you're returning one of your best players. It's because you're returning a veteran player. You're returning Kayshawn Booty's talent. You're returning a guy where that opposing defenses cannot ignore. And you're returning a guy who's really emerged as a leader on this team. And he mentions that in his post on Twitter that announces his return. Says that I've reached new levels, and I believe that he's reached new levels. Just following him since his freshman year until now, he's reached new levels off the field as much as he has on the field. So now, your potential wide receiver core in 2023 And this is making a massive assumption that none of these players will enter the transfer portal, that all of these players will return. But your potential wide receiver core that you're looking at is Jack Besh, Kayshon Booty, Chris Hilton, who we didn't see a ton from this year, but we'll start to see him develop a little bit more next year and get those opportunities. Kyren Lacy, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, and oh yeah, you've got 2 4-star players in the ESPN Top 100 in Shelton Sampson and Jaylen Brown coming in the 2023 recruiting class. I mean, I talk all the time about how I think LSU has one of the top wide receiver cores in the SEC and possibly even in the country. You have Kayshon Booty coming back with another year of recovery underneath his belt, with a year in this coaching staff, with a year in this offense, and you're adding 2 4-star recruits into this core. I mean, it's going to be better than it was this year. The wide receiver core will be better than what it was this year. I have to assume, just look at that talent and look at the number of guys that you are returning that are young guys with a year under their belt, or young guys with 2 years under their belt, or veteran players that are looking to have yet another breakout season like Kayshon Booty. I can only imagine that Kayshon Booty has so much left to prove. I don't think it's any sort of, you know, mystery that he's underperformed this season, at least based off of our expectations. He's underperformed. He got injured in the Kentucky game in the 2021 season. 2020 season, his, you know, his first year, he had a great breakout year, but it wasn't quite where he wanted it to be. It wasn't quite along the lines of every other great LSU wide receiver that we've seen come through this program and go on into the league. So Kayshon Booty has a lot left to prove. And that's a really scary thing. If you are an opposing defense, a Kayshon Booty that is motivated to come back, and that is fully bought into this program and into this offense and what this team can do for him and how this team can continue to develop him. And I have to assume other wide receivers in the future as well. So this is huge. Kayshon Booty returning for his senior year. Coming up next, I want to get into other reasons, maybe some more off the field reasons why this is so massive for LSU football in 2023. So we'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Omaha Steaks. So I needed to give a gift to a family friend of mine, and I was thinking, okay, they have everything that they need. They have candles. They have, you know, all the things, all the obvious gifts. So I thought, perfect. I will go to Omaha Steaks and I will send them some delicious fillets and some of their really super juicy chicken. And they absolutely loved it. It made dinners easier for them. And they were able to just throw them in the freezer and able to thaw them out and have delicious, high quality steaks at their disposal. So you can do the same thing. You can achieve the same gifting greatness that I did when I gave the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. So go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use the code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON at checkout to get an additional $30 off your order. They've got a ton of mouth-watering favorites that are all delicious. Of course, the Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, which is my personal favorite. They've also got air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers for some cookouts that you might have in the next few months, super easy to prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so ship early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights that only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Kayshon Booty returning to LSU for his senior season. This was a massive shock to me in the best possible way. I did not expect Kayshon Booty to make this decision for his future. I fully expected Kayshon Booty to declare for the NFL draft. He went into this season as a consensus first round pick. Really going into this season, the, you know, way too early NFL draft mock drafts had Kayshon Booty going top 10. Now, based off of his years this season, I don't think he still would have been a first round draft pick, to be completely honest with you. I think he probably would have gone day 2, whether that's round 2 or 3. He's got the tools, he's got the size, he's got the talent. He just didn't have that breakout season and didn't have that massive season deserving of a first round pick. I don't think he played himself into being a first round pick this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just my take on it. But I assumed that he would declare for the NFL draft. He had a baby earlier this season. I was under the interpretation that he was ready for that next step. He was ready to start making that NFL money. He was ready to start moving forward with his life. But he said there's some unfinished business in LSU. And the growth that he has experienced under this coaching staff has been invaluable. And I'm kind of, you know, adding my own words in there based off of the letter that he posted on Twitter. But that was the vibe that I got, that this coaching staff had done so much for him. And he had grown so much in just 1 year under this coaching staff that he thought, I can't leave now. I'm not ready to leave right now. And I think that brings me to my second point of why this is such a massive move for LSU football. Yes, bringing back a very talented player in Kayshon Boutte is important. Yes, having some veteran players and some consistency in the wide receiver core going into next season is incredibly important. But I think that this was a move that really proves to me just how much these players believe in Brian Kelly and how much they have bought into this coaching staff. I don't think Kayshon Boutte is the only one that has felt a lot of growth and change within himself under this coaching staff. I find that very hard to believe that Kayshon Boutte would be the only player on this team that has been completely bought into this coaching staff and totally on board for what they're building. Now, I don't think they're all like that. I'm sure there's plenty of players in that locker room that are like, look, you know what? This just isn't what I signed up for. And I'm looking for my next stop. And that's what the transfer portal is for. And I encourage players that feel that way to leave. But I think it's so huge that he is buying into what Brian Kelly is building. From the first day that it was announced that Brian Kelly was going to be the new head coach at LSU, a lot of people, including myself, to be completely honest with you, I was a little bit concerned about what the fit would be like at LSU, how somebody who had spent their entire career well above the Mason-Dixon line, how that person was going to kind of assimilate into this culture, establish a solid recruiting ground, and get these players to buy into him. And some players didn't, and that's okay. But Kayshon Boutte, one of the biggest names on this team, and one of the most talented players on this team, which is saying a lot considering how much talent is on this team, truly, is so bought into this coaching staff that he will forego the NFL draft and forego the opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars beyond how much he's making in NIL money, I can only assume, to come back and continue to grow with this coaching staff. That's huge. That's a huge testament to Brian Kelly. It's a huge testament to what he's building. Like I said, he is probably not alone. I also think it's a really great message, not just for me and my own solace of, understanding that these players do appreciate Brian Kelly, but I do think it's a massive message to the outside, to recruits, to players that are entering the transfer portal that, hey, this guy, Kayshon, who I have seen ball out before, this guy, Kayshon, who really didn't have his best year this year and could go to the NFL draft and make millions of dollars, is deciding not to. Well, maybe what they're doing over at LSU is special. Maybe what Brian Kelly is turning this program into and how he is developing these young men is something special. And I think that Kayshon Boutte's return, which is a move that I surely did not expect, I'm sure you didn't either, and I'm sure we are not alone, has put the college football world on notice of what exactly is Brian Kelly doing that is so special at LSU that makes Kayshon Boutte want to come back for his senior year. And to be completely honest with you, like, let's be totally real. Like, Kayshon Boutte is doing this to improve his draft stock. And I don't blame him. He didn't have his best year this year. He hasn't had the year that he has wanted, I don't think at all, throughout his tenure at LSU. You know, his freshman season, he had 735 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's when I think I came on notice of this young guy's pretty damn good. Last year, he had 509 yards on the season before getting injured against Kentucky. It felt like he was on his way for a really massive 1,000-yard plus season. He was Max Johnson's favorite target. And then this year, off to a really slow start, most notably after the Florida State game. when he scrubbed his socials of all things LSU. And after all that, after all that speculation and talk on ESPN shows and chatter on social media about Kayshon Booty not being happy at LSU, about Kayshon Booty wanting to leave LSU, about Kayshon Booty entering the transfer portal, here we are only a few months later talking about how Kayshon Booty's business is not finished yet. It truly is pretty astonishing to see what he, you know, how the tables have turned. But yeah, he hasn't done what he's wanted to yet. His stats aren't necessarily indicative of a first round wide receiver. He wants to improve his draft stock and he wants to do it at LSU. And I think that's an important thing. And I think that's a wonderful testament to this coaching staff. Like I mentioned, obviously Kayshon Booty hasn't gotten to where he has wanted yet. And I think we all at some point this season have asked ourselves and have wondered, what's going on with Kayshon Booty? Should we be worried about Kayshon Booty? You know, is there some sort of animosity between he and Jaden Daniels? Is the chemistry not there? Because since week one at Florida State and really throughout the entire season, Kayshon Booty was not Jaden Daniels' top target. Jaden Daniels went to Malik Nabers on damn near every single pass, it seemed like. Malik Nabers had the season that I think we all expected Kayshon Booty to have, and which is wonderful for Malik Nabers. And when you're looking at the success of a team, it doesn't necessarily matter who the ball goes to. It matters that the ball goes to somebody at all. But my question is, what can we expect from Kayshon Booty next year? I think that you have to go back to the reason why he didn't have a big year this year. I think one of those reasons could have been he just wasn't 100% recovered yet after surgery. It's something that we see a lot after ACL tears, where you might tear your ACL and the, you know, the standard time to return is about a year. And we see players return after a year. And even though they're fine, they may feel fine and they might feel 100%, they might feel ready to suit up every single week. They just haven't built up that strength yet. I've seen it so many times in the NFL, at least, where players, after coming back from an ACL tear, might come back the following season, but really don't look like themselves until the season after that. Maybe that was the case for Kayshon Booty, that he was 100% recovered, but just wasn't at 100% full strength. Maybe that's the case. And this is complete speculation on my part. I don't know if that's the case at all. I'm just trying to guess and piece together some reasons why, or maybe one reason why. I can probably just assume it was a culmination of a few different things. Why Kayshon Booty fell short of expectations. That could have been one. It could have been it just took time to build chemistry, because we did start to see him get a little bit more comfortable in the system, get a little bit more comfortable with Jaden Daniels. We saw that touchdown against Tennessee, and then we saw things start to click a little bit more later on in the season. So maybe they just needed time, the quarterback and the wide receiver, to gain a little bit of chemistry that just wasn't there yet. Maybe Kayshon Booty needed to take a few steps back in order to take massive leaps forward. He cites the coaching staff and what they have done and how much he has grown in the posts that he tweeted yesterday about what this coaching staff has done for him. And it was pretty well reported. Brian Kelly even said that they've had to teach Kayshon Booty how to practice again. They've had to teach Kayshon Booty, you know, the expectations and what that coaching staff expected of him. And maybe that had something to do with it, that he just had to take a few steps back to take leaps forward, and it took time to do that. So can we expect the season that we've expected from Kayshon Booty the past two seasons but haven't gotten in 2023? And I don't know the answer to that, but I can only assume with another year of recovery in his belt and in getting that leg back up to 100% strength, another year with his coaching staff under his belt where he understands the coaching staff and they understand him. Don't know who is going to be the quarterback in 2023. Is Jaden Daniels coming back? Will Garrett Nussmeier be the guy? Is LSU going to find another quarterback in the transfer portal? Those are all topics that I'm going to get into later on in the week. But if it's Jaden Daniels or if it's Garrett Nussmeier, well, Kayshon Booty has time, another year under his belt, a year of Jaden Daniels and yet another year understanding Garrett Nussmeier of that chemistry that's been building up throughout the past year. So all of the reasons why I think maybe Kayshon Booty fell short of expectations, it's not because of lack of talent, and it's not because he can't be that wide receiver. I think it's other external factors that all I believe can be aided simply with just time. So I think we can fairly expect more from Kayshon Booty next season. considering who will be at quarterback and if he avoids injury, knock on wood. But it's so, so massive for this team to get him back for next season. I cannot underestimate just how huge that is for this team. But coming up next, transfer portal frenzy madness extravaganza. What should we keep our eye on for LSU? We'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Built Bar. Because let's pause for a second, okay? All right, we're paused. Great. Okay. You have got to try this. You have got to try the cookie dough topper bar, the coconut brownie bar, and the coconut brownie topper Built Bars. They are so, so stinking delicious. There's also the white chocolate peppermint granola. It's Built's take on the granola bar, so it's more filling and still insanely tasty, especially that candy cane flavor on the holidays. It is the best. The candy cane brownie, the puff, the Built Puffs are just like biting into the universe's most delicious cloud. But for anybody who hasn't tried Built Bars before, they're the best tasting protein bars ever, ever built. They're revolutionizing nutrition as we know it with 100% real chocolate, 17 grams of protein, and a shockingly low sugar and calorie count, only 130 calories. So if you're trying to watch your weight, if you're trying to up your protein intake, but you don't want to sacrifice sugar or fat or calories for that, Built Bar is the way to do it. Just sink your teeth into that first bite and I promise it'll change your life forever. Built, you have got to try this. You can get 15% off your order right now for using the code LOCKEDON15 at built.com. That is code LOCKEDON15, all one word, at built.com. It has been absolute transfer portal madness extravaganza. I feel like I am drinking transfer portal content from a fire hose. I mean, it has just been so overwhelming. I'm sure that you probably felt the same way. And we're living in a really interesting era in the transfer portal. Now that there are a lot of dates and times throughout the year, right now in December and later on in May, where the transfer portal is open and players are free to enter. Now, this has opened up a really unique side of recruiting and on the coaches' side of things, not just the transfer portal, but with NIL as well. And Brian Kelly was asked about just how difficult it is, or the added layer of difficulty for coaches now that they are going to have to, you know, not just recruit, but also maintain their own players. And this was Brian Kelly in the SEC Championship pregame press conference.
You know, obviously we're all in a situation where it's, you know, uncharted territories in so many ways. You know, guys are saying they're in the portal, but the portal hasn't opened yet. I think everybody's, you know, very conscious that, you know, we're worried about tampering, things of that nature. You have to, you know, re-recruit your own roster and making sure that retention is as important as recruiting now. So there are many more factors. Obviously, the NIL is part of this as well. So I think we just, you know, we're thinking about so many different things, but when you get down to it, it's protecting your roster, retention, player development, and then use the tools that are available to you. The portal is going to be a tool that everybody is going to look at, but you also have to understand that, you know, with that comes, you know, a chance to upset the chemistry of your football team too. So you've got to be very intentional. I think you have to be moving in to this next week or so very carefully, because you've got to balance recruiting freshmen with the transfer portal and retaining the players on your own roster. So it's going to be a very interesting next couple of weeks.
So again, that was Brian Kelly in the SEC Championship pregame press conference. Brian Kelly mentions retention. And that's a totally new aspect of college football, at least within the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, is not only is it important for you to bring in new players and to recruit high schoolers to come to your program, it's also important to recruit in the transfer portal. And it's also important to make sure that your own players stay, to make sure that you have retention in the transfer portal. So that's an extra added layer of difficulty for this coaching staff. I do think Kayshon Booty returning is a massive testament to what this team has done and committed themselves to keep their players in-house. We also learned I saw in an Athletic article written by Brody Miller that Brian Kelly and the rest of the coaching staff will be conducting exit interviews, will be conducting interviews with draft eligible players, with transfer portal eligible players. So I think that has been wonderful for this coaching staff to just kind of see where their players are at and see and have a conversation with them. If they're considering leaving, why is that? What do you want to do? What are you trying to get out of this? So I think that's, you know, one positive thing from this coaching staff is working on retention, not just getting new players, but keeping your playmakers and making sure that the players that you spent time developing don't take that development and talent elsewhere. That's one thing is retention. But Brian Kelly also mentions NIL in this scape. And this is what makes college football and the transfer portal so interesting, more interesting now than just the transfer portal of the past. The NIL era of the transfer portal is so interesting because it really is just college football free agency with no binding contract. And what I mean by that is, if you are an NFL player, for example, you can go and test the open market, but you also are under contract to a certain extent that is, you know, holds you to a team to, let's say, coming out of your rookie deal, 4 to 5 years. So if you are a free agent, if your team does not pick up your fifth year option, if you're a free agent after 4 years, you are tied to that team for 4 years, and then you hit the open market, and then you can start to test to see how much money you can get elsewhere. In college football, you have nothing binding you to your team year to year. Of course, you only have those open transfer portal windows twice a year, but nothing is stopping you from hitting the transfer portal year after year after year. Of course, that's probably a bad look, but there is nothing stopping these players from going out and testing the open market. So we haven't seen any LSU players enter the transfer portal, or at least announce that they're entering the transfer portal. And I'm recording this as of noon on Tuesday. So if you're listening to this, some news may have dropped since then. I may have missed something. Things may have changed by the time you're listening to this. But as of noon on Tuesday, I haven't seen any players enter the transfer portal other than the two players, Phillip Webb and Antoine Sampa, who already left the team this summer. And that was to be expected. But if you do see players enter the transfer portal, don't panic for one of two reasons. One, if they don't want to be here, don't be here. And I don't blame you. If you think that you can find something better elsewhere, go hit the transfer portal. Go wherever your heart desires. Go where you think you're going to find the best shot to win and to get to the NFL. I don't blame you. I'm never going to fault a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid for taking the best opportunity for themselves. Not going to bother me. Two, if they enter the transfer portal, doesn't mean they're leaving. They could simply just be testing the open market. And what I mean by that is, let's say me, I'm Caroline Fenton. I play football for LSU. I am making $100,000 in NIL deals. Pretend situation. I'm making $100,000 in NIL deals. I want to see if maybe I enter the transfer portal, if there's another team that's going to be willing to offer me $250,000 in NIL deals. And if I find that, I could go back to LSU and say, you know what? I'd like another NIL deal. I'd like some more money. And that'll keep me. That'll make me stay. You're naive to think if that doesn't happen. Or I can go out and test the market. I'm making $100,000 at LSU. Auburn or A&M says, hey, we can get you a $50,000 NIL deal. No thanks. I'll go back to LSU. So just because you enter the transfer portal does not mean that you cannot return. We saw that with Miles Brennan. I don't think that was a transfer or an NIL deal issue. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But the transfer portal can be simply nothing more than testing the open market. And maybe it is simply what a player wants to do. Maybe a player would like to follow another coach or get a better opportunity elsewhere. More power to you. But in the NIL era and the transfer portal, when there is money involved and there is no binding contract keeping you to one team, players have every single right to explore. Is that a good or bad thing for college football? That's for you to decide. And that's a conversation for a different day. But that's just kind of my soapbox, my message for everybody. As the transfer portal starts to open up, as we start to see some more LSU names start to trickle down through the transfer portal, just remind yourself this. If you want to go, go. More power to you. Two, if you want to go get money somewhere else, fine. More power to you. Do you really want to stay here and you just want to get more money? Those are all at play here. And I don't blame any player for trying to do so. That's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now, maybe tomorrow we'll have some more transfer portal news, maybe some more players announcing that they will return. I'll have all of those updates on tomorrow's podcast. Make sure to tune in for that. For your next listen, check out Locked On Sports Today podcast. It's the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts.